Good morning, Bloomington Normal. You are tuned in to 103.3 WZND, and we are back with Wake Up Normal. My name is Gabriel.
I'm Caleb.
And I'm Sarah.
And we are here with Carly Gritmacher from Operation Smile at ISU to let us know about an important opportunity to support a great cause while enjoying the beautiful weather. Hi, Carly. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Well, thank you again so much for coming in. And just to start off, do you mind sharing with us a little bit about Operation Smile?
Yeah, of course. So we are a nonprofit RSO here on campus, and we're kind of like, we raise money for the larger nonprofit under the same name, Operation Smile, that goes globally. And they help fund surgeries, life-saving surgeries for kids born with cleft lip and cleft palate. And they go to areas where there's not either a lot of access, maybe they don't have the medical education, like because these surgeries are so intricate. And like it's a really common birth defect, but it's really rare to find a doctor that's good at it. So they provide training, and they also provide the free surgeries to these kids.
Wait, that is truly incredible, because with this, it's not only just raising money for children who are not able to, you know, get the surgery otherwise possibly, but also being able to just raise awareness. And I think that mm-hmm. is really cool.
Yeah.
I know that you guys have an exciting fundraiser happening this Friday. And what are we to expect with this fundraiser?
Yeah. So we have, it's called a walkathon, and it starts in Uptown Circle at 3 p.m. And we're just going to walk through Constitution Trail, and then it'll end kind of at Rosa Park Commons, where we'll just kind of have like a get together, you know, kind of almost like a picnic-y kind of vibe.
Yeah,
and then we'll walk back, and it's $5 per person. Anybody can go, and it's just going to be really, really fun. I think we have like ever expecting like around 75 people to 100 people so far. So the more the merrier, because it's really such a great cause.
Oh, yeah. No, it definitely is such a great cause. And it is so fun. And especially with just how nice it's been outside the last couple of days. Oh, there definitely will be a great turnout. You know, with Operation Smile, there are so many students that I'm sure are so interested. And I'm wondering, how can these students get a little bit more involved?
Yeah. So it's a really low commitment club in terms of like meetings and stuff like that. But we do like social events, too. So you get to meet other people in the club, and to get more involved. You know, you just come to, you know, one of the first meetings, you know, and paying your dues, per se, is making, you know, you kind of like your first contribution. And so we actually have our last meeting is tomorrow. But then at the beginning of the year, you'll see them out in the quad at like Festival ISU. And that's how you can join. It's really super easy to join.
Okay, nice, nice. And I know that you guys also have some other fundraisers going on over the next week or so. Do you care to share just a little bit about those fundraisers?
Yeah, so these are, it's kind of like our last hurrah to like, you know, raise money for more surgeries. We've already surpassed our goal, which is awesome.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So I'm not sure the exact number yet, but our goal was to provide enough for 8 surgeries. And I want to say we're at like 11. Don't quote me on that, but we're really doing good.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're just going to try to push the envelope here. But we've got, today is our last day to buy tickets for our raffle. One of our other members of the exec board is going to be in Fairchild, kind of down the hallway past the clinic waiting room from noon to 4. And at this raffle, we have so many like amazing prizes. There's a skincare basket that is valued at over $100.
Oh, nice.
A bunch of ISU merch, an Uptown basket. There's like Fiala's, Maggie. I think Fiala's donated like a $50 gift card. Like,
oh,
it was
wow.
Insane.
Yeah.
And DP Dough, there's a Krispy Kreme like basket. They donated a bunch of vouchers to get like free donuts.
Oh, wow.
And like, I think it was like 6 vouchers for like dozens. It was like, we got so many amazing.
That's so cool.
And there's also a Hydro Flask lunch tote that was donated by one of the exec board's families towards this raffle. So it's a really, really good cause. You can pay through Venmo or cash. Same thing for the walk. You can pay through Venmo or cash. And then, so that's today. And then the raffle drawing is tomorrow at our meeting, which we can provide you with the location for that. It's in DeGarmo. And then on Friday from 2 p.m. to 8 p.m., Heaters is donating 10% of their sales towards Operation Smile. All you have to do is mention Operation Smile at the checkout, which is awesome. So, like, before the walk, get yourself a chicken sandwich. Or after the walk, you know, reward yourself for burning all those calories with a great chicken sandwich.
Of course, of course.
And then our last fundraiser is on Thursday, April 25th from 2 p.m. to 8 p.m., the Veterans Parkway Tropical Smoothie. They're donating 15% of sales, and all you have to do is mention Operation Smile at the checkout. So if you love Tropical Smoothie and you love donating to a good cause, it's a win-win for everybody.
Oh, that is perfect. There are so many amazing opportunities to help support. And, you know, just one more time again, Carly, mm-hmm. when and where can people support this weekend?
So really quick recap. Today in Fairchild from noon to 4, you can buy raffle tickets. On Friday, you can, from 2 to 8, go to Heaters, or you can I'll go to our walkathon, which, again, $5. It's really great donation, and meet us in Uptown Circle. And then Thursday, April 25th, from 2 to 8 at Tropical Smoothie.
Thank you so much, Carly, for just coming in and sharing with us all about the exciting opportunity to help support Operation Smile at ISU. And again, we love to have you here. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.